Okay. All right. Yeah, let's see where we're going from here. Okay, we're back. Been a weird month. Rough month. So, anyway, we're back. And back to doing weekly fishing reports. Every once in a while, it just don't want to work out. So, fishing's actually pretty good around the area right now.
Pretty outstanding, really. It's one of the nicer October, beginning of Novembers I've seen in a few years. It's kind of nice.
And, what can I say?
Warm, but I think that's what's made the fishing so incredible and diverse.
It was nice this morning. I think if you get out early in the morning, get out first thing, and I think that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Because the water's cool. Nights are very cool right now. So, you know, between the daytime and the evening, now the time changes. Days are getting shorter. So hopefully the water cools down just a little bit. Fishing will get even a little bit better, although it's very good right now. Any idea what's going on in the Peace River? Now, between my dad and all this other garbage I've been going through here, just tons and tons of problems. Everything always pops up. All, you know, you don't get to have your problems, you know, put on with a teaspoon here and a teaspoon there. You get a 5-gallon bucket and they just dump them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Of course.
That seems to be the general rule.
Yeah.
So,
but no, fishing up on the Peace River has been okay. It's just been so warm that the fish haven't moved up there in great numbers. But the snook starting to do a little better. I'm hearing of a few more consistent numbers and sizes from Harbor Heights over towards the Shell Creek Dam, even a little bit up towards the Navigator. And then the juvenile tarpon have been up there. And then there's also been a handful of redfish in that, you know, what would normally be a legal slot size at 18 to 26 inch range. Nothing giant, but a few better numbers. And most of those I'm hearing about underneath the docks over there on the Punta Gorda side, and a few on some of the little islands in between the Punta Gorda side and the Harbor Heights area. And guys are kind of catching them on a variety of stuff, from top waters to cut bait. Shrimp's been working extremely well up there, so it's been pretty decent.
All right, jump down to I-75.
That's kind of a little bit of the same thing. A lot of snook around the bridge, some redfish on the north end, especially up towards the sawgrass, and then the juvenile tarpon have been there early in the morning, but there also has still been a few black drum up there hanging around the actual bridge pilings. Had several reports of some baby Jewfish being caught, Goliath grouper, while the guys were trying to fish for the black drum. So, you know, it's not bad. You know, haven't heard of any of the whiting or the trout yet, but still, I think that goes back to being a little too warm for that activity.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that as much of the fish are going because of the amount, or the... It's warm out, and usually it's when the cool weather hits that we start seeing a lot of them. But,
I mean,
as far as warm as everything is, it's actually doing pretty good out there.
Yeah.
The 41 Bridge?
41 Bridge is starting to see another pile up of fish. It's not banner yet, but it's building. The snook, juvenile tarpon, those have been cooperating early mornings and at night. A handful of redfish being caught from that new pier on the north end, with some black drum scattered off that pier and along all of those pilings. Had a couple of Spanish mackerel that were caught off of there, a couple small baby juvenile bull sharks, and a couple of black tips. One guy did hook and land a short cobia that was like 31 inches. And it was his first cobia, so he was super excited about that. And then there was a couple of trout, but they were all small. But it's ramping up. There's a ton of bait around there. There's a lot of little glass minnows and small white bait. So there's enough food to draw fish in, but that's kind of the standard through the whole harbor with all the varieties of bait that are going on out there. So it's
okay. Lashley Pier?
couple of small mangrove snapper and a couple of snook. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet there. Haven't had the great activity there that it has been on the other spots right there immediately.
All right. How about Bayshore?
I got nothing there, unfortunately.
All right, nothing at Bayshore, the Port Charlotte Canal Systems.
Jacks are starting to ramp back up a little bit more. The snook are starting to get a little bit better numbers and a little bit better sizes. Starting to see a lot of mullet guys cruising through the canals, getting ready for them to stage up for their pre-spawn situation. Some sand brims still in the way back canals, especially back there in the, what's that, the Countryman Waterway and the Pelham Waterway. And the mangrove snapper bites starting to pick back up. A few guys seeing black drum, not as many catching them as they are seeing them. So it's been pretty decent, but a lot of guys are trolling, going in and out of the canals, and a couple guys are throwing those topwaters and picking up those nice-sized jacks. I mean, 5 to 10 pounders, not giants, but good-sized ones. And just having a blast with that.
Okay.
A lot of the snowbirds are coming in that are coming back for their annual visit, asking about the fishing back there and playing around, so I'm getting a few reports each day.
Alright. Doing a little bit of spell rearranging and moving on to El Jubin, the pier.
The pier itself is doing good. Snook in the evenings with some jacks. Been some juvenile tarpon there at night, along with a couple of bigger juvenile tarpon, like 60 to 80 pounders. Been some black drum. The mangrove snapper bites okay. What else have I heard there? That's really about it. There's just a ton of bait also there. Again, guys are talking about all the little glass minnows, all the little bait fish all over the place, popping and having a good time.
Alright, and the Mack River area.
Some Spanish mackerel throughout the whole center heading out towards the harbor. They're scattered, but they are there. Guys are picking up a few here and there. Been an incidental triple tail here and there with a couple of short cobia. And then the along the bushes and then Tippecanoe, north end of the Mayaca cutoff. A few snook, a few redfish. A couple guys got into some pompano over there on the north end of the Mayaca cutoff going around Hog Island. They didn't get too many, but they each caught a couple, so they were pretty happy. And then there's also been still a couple of oddball small sharks over there, right at the mouth. You know, little bulls, little black tips.
Okay, almost done. Let's see. Jeez, I hate when this thing... There it goes. Okay. Okay, alright. It would be so much easier if I didn't always make the exact same mistakes every time I type.
That's what your fingers want to do.
Yeah, but I wish my brain wanted to do it. So, alright, South Gulf Cove.
South Gulf Cove, guys have been catching some snook up in there, a couple of juvenile tarpon. Tilapia and the bass bite picked up just a little bit better. Had some guys buying some shiners and night crawlers and some soft plastics back there fishing way in the back canals, catching some nicer bass up to like 4 pounds. Guys are trying to catch the tilapia, but they've been sporadic, but mostly on the worms. And then the couple of redfish were caught right there by the locks the other day. Gentleman said he was sitting there hanging out, checking things out, and caught him on the Strike King, that rippled shaped one. I can't remember the name.
The Rage Swimmer.
He saw the episode last fall or whatever, and just got back into town and was playing with it out there and caught two little redfish. So he's kind of hooked on that a little bit.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, it's a nice company, great people, you know, lots of cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right, West Wall.
West Wall. On the north end, it's still a little quiet, but as you get down towards the southern end, a lot of snook, a lot of redfish up underneath the bushes. especially if you can find some nice moving water coming out of some of those little tiny creeks, and even the bigger creeks have got fish stacked up all around them. On top of the bar, there's been some pompano, a couple of bonnet heads, and an incidental small trout, nothing real special, and a couple guys have seen some juvenile tarpon over there rolling, but nobody's hooked any. But they're mostly catching the snook and redfish on the cut mullet and shrimp. A couple guys are catching some on white bait too, but a lot of guys are throwing the cut bait at them. Doing fairly well. And then topwater bite in the early morning has been still prevailing pretty good. We're going through quite a few of the topwaters, especially that Chapo. You got a lot of guys hooked on that thing. It's kind of neat.
You know, it's a good plug, and it's a great, relatively inexpensive lure that actually is easy to use. You don't have to have a lot of skill to use it. You just got to, you know, a little creative, mix and match it, some long pulls, short pops.
Yeah, it's not a bad little bait.
No. Cape Hayes.
Cape Hayes got a lot of those snooks sitting in that trough between Muddy Bay and Turtle Bay. They're moving in and out of there fairly regularly, along with an occasional redfish. Been some Spanish mackerel scattered around the whole Cape Hayes bar on top and both sides. A couple of small bluefish, some ladyfish, and an assorted little bit of sharks, you know, black tips, bulls, bonnet heads. They've been frequenting pretty good around there. Occasional pompano. And a couple of flounder were caught off of there also the other day with a guy that was pompano fishing. He said that was a good little bycatch. He said they were both small, but he had fun catching them and got to put them back. He didn't feel like messing around cleaning them because he said he's terrible at it.
I get that. You know, when I was chartering and flaying fish every day, you know, I could just whip through them. And I went to flay some fish a while back. I was like, oh, my skills are gone.
Yeah.
You know, your fingers get klutzy.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't playing any music for, a couple of years, really, and started going back playing again. And it's taken a lot of hours to get my fingers to go actually where they're supposed to go. And it's the same with the fillet knife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're supposed to do, but it's all of a sudden you get into it a little bit more, you start flaying a little bit more and a little bit more, and all of a sudden all the little tricks and stuff start popping back in your head.
Right.
But yeah, flaying is takes practice. There's nobody, you know, I don't know of anybody who can just pick up a knife and go to fillet without practice.
No, neither do
so
I.
You just practice and you'll get good at it. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Bow Bay, Turtle Bay.
A lot of snook and redfish in there. On the flats, around the bushes, underneath some of the shacks. Lots of little bait fish all throughout that whole area. Getting some decent reports of some mangrove snapper underneath the shacks also. And then the occasional pompano out in the middle with guys that are drifting, casting to the sand holes looking for some of those redfish with an occasional trout. But the ladyfish, some jacks, a couple of bluefish were caught inside Bull Bay, right out there in the center. You know, so there's a lot of life in there. Guys are seeing a handful of sharks swimming around. Nobody's really trying to intentionally target them in there, but they're seeing them swimming around mixed in. And then the pink flamingos, white pelicans.
Hang on just a minute. All right. Had a little visit from Jerry King. He sold SOS Marine. That broke my heart when he finally sold out. That was an awesome place to get all the work done, and Jerry's one of the nicest people I ever met. Just came in, say hi for a minute, and so we're back. It's a great thing about doing recording. Hit pause, start again. Cape Hayes Danger Reef.
A lot of Spanish mackerel scattered all the way around it and on it. Been some better mangrove snapper, not giants, but a little bit better mangrove snapper. A couple of sharks, some small jewfish, Goliath grouper, Had one guy catch a 20-inch gag off of it the other day. He said that was quite the surprise. And then there's been the bluefish and ladyfish scattered all around on top of it, too. Mixed in with all those Spanish and all the fish fry that's swimming around it.
Okay, that's going to take us over to Gasparilla Sound.
That's probably one of the best areas right now for a variety of stuff, from devilfish all the way over to catfish, and even the backside of Boca there. There's bait everywhere, small, larger. The small sharks, black tips, bonnet heads, even a couple of small bulls and lemons. Been good numbers of snook up underneath the bushes, even around some of those scattered islands, and a couple oyster bars out there. Redfish are peppered throughout the whole area also, and the redfish are a little bit better size. They seem to be running in the upper 20s to 30 inch range. Not giants anymore. Most of those have kind of disappeared. I haven't heard many of those, but a lot of that 24 to 28 inch range. Cut mullet, cut ladyfish, frozen shrimp, all working really, really good. You know, it's pretty impressive over there.
How about Placida at the trestle, the pier?
Placida's starting to pick back up a little bit. The mangrove snapper started to move back in. Been some pompano being caught off the trestle and along the broken down part of the trestle from the boaters. There's the snook at night. Been some tarpon around there that still haven't left yet or getting ready to move up into the harbor to go over winter in the river. Some sharks of assorted sizes. But, you know, Flipper's been driving some guys nuts off the Placida trestle itself. It used to be the boaters, but I've had three different guys in the last week and a half tell me about Flipper coming up right next to the pier harassing them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've only heard of a couple times over the years.
Nah, cast off male is just out there, and they get bored, nothing to do, and so why go out and, you know, hunt and, you know, hunt for fish when you can just hang out by a pier and there's always somebody going to throw you a meal.
Right. Little weird for me. Just not used to seeing that.
Oh, didn't say it was a good thing. I just said it was a thing. A thing. You know, those males get run out of the pod or pack or... They call it a pod of dolphin or what do they call it?
I think so. I think it's a pod of dolphin.
School of dolphin, whatever. Flipper. But, yeah, they get run off and then... They're on their own, so they get bored, and they can hang out with people and make funny faces at them and, you know, throw them fish, and, you know, and then they feed them the fish, they do all this, and then they get upset when
right.
He's there and scaring their fish off and doing all that. Unfortunately, if you feed a dolphin like that, they're not going to take something and go away.
No.
They're going to hang out.
Yeah, they get habituated very quickly.
Okay, so Lemon Bay, Stump Pass.
Snook under the docks, some redfish under the docks. Been a couple of flounder being caught over there. Stump Pass itself has had some flounder, some pompano, a few whiting. the jacks have been coming through there in sporadic moments. Still a handful of snook hanging out there, too. You know, it's been pretty decent on the grass flats also, you know, with some of the redfish and a few small trout.
Okay.
Lots of life through there.
How about the pier there, the Anger Pier?
Anger Pier, mostly it's been some small bonnet heads, some Spanish mackerel, a few big ladyfish, and then the snook and a couple juvenile tarpon at night. Yeah, it's been pretty decent.
Okay, Venice?
Venice off the jetties themselves, they've been Spanish mackerel, mangrove snapper starting to move back in there. There's still a few snook lingering around and even a couple of, you know, 20, high 20 redfish. Not very many, but a couple of them have been caught. A guy caught two black sea bass off of there the other day. That was kind of a neat little surprise. What else going on? Casperson's Beach down south of just the Venice or Sharky's Pier has had some snook hanging around there down by the rocks, along with a handful of whiting and a couple of pompano. So then they got the same issue going on. Lots of bait fish all on the surf line there. So kind of a cool thing to see finally.
Okay. Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, let's see. Kings definitely take the top of the list right now. They're from the passes to 25 miles out, along with some pretty darn decent-sized Spanish mackerel, a handful of bonita. Had a couple more reports of a couple oddball blackfins from Venice. One was off of Venice, and one was off of Gasparilla. And then the triple tail moved in decent along the buoys out there. There's been some crab traps scattered out there. One guy goes north, doesn't see any. Another guy goes south, he sees a bunch. The next day, it's the opposite, so the triple tail are all over. Haven't had much for grouper except for a couple guys, and the red grouper is still at that 25 to 30 miles out. You know, and other than that, the bottom fishing's been porgies and grunts, nothing exceptional on big mangroves. There's a couple oddball little yellowtail snapper out there, but it's mostly been about the grunts and porgies and lane snapper. But lots of life out there too, cigar minnows, glass minnows, Spanish sardines, scaled sardines, and thread fins. I mean, all that's been scattered out there. Lots of big bait pods everywhere.
Boca Grande Pass.
Boca's got the snapper started to pick up just a little bit. Been a lot of Spanish mackerel inside there. Guys catching them drifting, trolling, and casting from the shore. A couple of tarpon were hooked out there end of last week. I think it was Friday or Saturday. I talked to a guy. And then the few bluefish, one king mackerel, and baby gag grouper and baby red grouper with the snapper guys fishing. It's pretty decent out there. I haven't heard of any pompano right there from the beach this week, but last week there was a few being caught right off the surf line. It seems like on that tide change is when they were coming and going in. Still waiting for the water temperature to drop down to really get it active with the whiting, pompano, and sheep's head. They should start showing up in the next couple weeks if we continue with the next little cold front that they're talking about next week sometime.
Well, what surprised me is how cold it is not far north of us, and that it's just not really making it this far, you know?
Yeah, they're all kind of stalling out above us.
Usually that's an El Nino or La Nina type thing. On a normal year, we usually don't have this. There must be some kind of high pressure going over us or something.
Yeah. We need it. We need it to cool off just a little bit more, but I honestly like the hot, so I'll take
also
this.
Also, be careful what you wish for. It can be 29 degrees in a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, I don't mind the cold, but I have to carry all of her plants in.
Forgot about that.
You know, yeah. She has all those potted plants, and none of them are going to survive outside.
Right.
So that's like hour and a half's worth of consistent lugging of plants. Up north, you know, you rake up the leaves or do whatever, and down here, it's going to get cold, got to lug all the plants in.
And it's only for like that 4-hour critical moment, and then you're like, well, that was a lot of effort for that.
Yeah, and then you got to drag them all out within a day, otherwise they all start to die in the room, and what a nightmare.
Yeah.
Captiva Pass, less of a nightmare, I hope.
Yes, definitely less of a nightmare. There's been Spanish mackerel down there, a few lingering snook, heard of a couple whiting being caught down there. A guy caught a little baby bonefish in his cast net, cast net along the shoreline looking for some bait. That was a cool little picture. I mean, it was about 5 inches long. That was pretty cool. A couple of small sharks, black tips, bull sharks. One guy had a lemon. Another guy actually hooked about a 5-foot hammerhead, which is sometimes thought of as a little unusual, but they usually follow the Spanish and the king mackerel around, so that's not too surprising to me. I'm just surprised I haven't heard more of those, you know, 5 to 8 foot hammers offshore.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. Let's go over to 17th Street.
I got nothing over there.
Mm-hmm. Make a mark. Middle Beach.
Middle Beach has had some jacks, a few snook, the oddball pompano, oddball flounder. Haven't heard much for whiting over there, but I'm sure there's probably a few of those in with the mix. And then a couple guys have caught a couple jacks and a couple Spanish mackerel as they pushed in closer, chasing some of that bait that's out there. Most of them are catching them on those big spoons or the gotchas that they can cast out quite a ways and reeling pretty good.
All right. Sanibel?
I don't have anything for Sanibel, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're dealing with some of that red tide stuff down there.
Yeah, it's been heavy on the south end and then little tiny weaker patches on the north end, but it's been inconsistent.
All right. Matt Lachey.
Matt Lachey's got the snook being caught off the pier itself along with some mangrove snapper. But all around the Matt Lachey area, you got redfish along the bushes and some of the oyster bars. Snook have been incredible down there. Couple mixed reports of some juvenile tarpon being seen but not hooked, and then a few small trout with one guy catching one that was about 23 inches. He was pretty excited about that one. It hit his topwater lure. He says it's the first time in like probably 8 years that he's caught a trout on a topwater, so he liked that. It was fun for him, brought back a couple memories.
Cool. Alright, Pine Island Sound.
Big snook around all the islands, from Yuseppa down below Captiva Rocks, along with some mixed in redfish, some Spanish mackerel in some of those deeper holes. Been some bluefish down there, some ladyfish, a few trout, but mostly small. That's about it. You know, It's beautiful, clear water. A couple guys have been sight casting some of those snook up underneath the bushes and having a good time with that, catching them on soft plastics. So it's decent.
Okay, Jughead Shoals, Boquilla.
Just some Spanish mackerel around it. That's about all I've heard. Lots of little tiny bait. And I think that's why all those Spanish are around there hanging out.
That would... good guess as any.
Yeah.
All right. Burnt Store, Two Pines.
A lot of small snook moving up there along the bushes. A couple guys have been wading through to that park that's below Burnt Store, catching the snook along the bushes, some redfish, and then there's been some redfish out on top of the bar with some ladyfish and a couple of pompano. And then lots of... Spanish mackerel, little bluefish, ladyfish on the outside of the bar, kind of schooling up, popping around. And they said the water's super clear down there. And one guy got scared by like a 3-foot alligator, which I don't blame him, because when you're wading and you all of a sudden come up with one sitting on the bottom, he said it was only in about a foot of water. He just wasn't expecting to see it. I mean, I'm not terribly afraid of that stuff. Bigger alligators, absolutely, but... it would make me jump without a doubt.
Wonder if it was a croc or a gator.
Yeah, I don't know. He said it was only about 3 foot long. Yeah, you know, but it's totally startled him and caught him off guard. He thought it was just like a stick or something until he got close enough to realize, oh yeah.
Well, if it was a gator, not worried at all. If it's a croc, even a 3-footer I'm gonna pay attention to.
Right.
You know, way more aggressive than a gator. A gator will usually haul butt. But I can't see a gator being there at this time of year.
Oh, a lot of gator hunters been around. I mean, it closed yesterday for gator season, so a lot of guys been cruising that and seeing alligators. Bull Bay, Turtle Bay.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have thought a little salty out there for them at this point.
I would think so, too, but I think they're moving around trying to figure out and get relocated now that it's drying. You know, salt's coming in stronger. I think they're moving around trying to get relocated.
Yeah, good point. That would make sense as to why, you know, but, you know, a little gator sitting on the bottom on those flats down there?
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds more like a croc to me.
I'd like to have seen it.
Yeah, I would too, because, you know, the crocodiles are cool to see. And yeah. For those of you who don't know, the easiest way to identify them, if you see the teeth on the side of their face, that's a crocodile. If you do not see the teeth, it's an alligator.
Yep.
Gator's teeth are... hidden when their mouth is closed. Crocodile's teeth are visible when the mouth is closed. It's the easiest, quickest way because, you know, you got pointy snouts and you got this and that and the next thing. But if their mouth is closed and you see teeth, that's a croc.
Yeah.
And not a croc, but that's a crocodile.
Yeah. Nice.
East side.
Lot of little snook, some bigger snook, but it's been redfish, snook, mostly around all of those islands. Bonnet heads have been really pretty good numbers from, say, Burnt Store to just a little bit above Pirate Harbor. Been a couple of small tarpon mixed in the match. There's been some juvenile tarpon and a few pompano being caught inside Pirate Harbor. Guys are skipping a few pompano on the east side, but not catching any of them, but they're seeing them. And then, of course, some jacks mixed in with them, and then the Spanish mackerel just on the outside of the bar. But the bonnet heads have gotten quite a few of the new snowbirds down here excited. They're having fun with them.
Yeah, and that's a great fish to have fun with. I mean, you can catch them on jigs. If you have a weedless spoon, work it real slow across the bottom. Sometimes they'll go for that. Mm-hmm. Any kind of shrimp lure, but they're like stuff not moving real, real fast. Jump it off the bottom, let it drop back down. And it's pretty cool to catch sharks on artificial lures.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, let's just call them shovel nose to make you feel better. But they're, you know, shovel nose shark, you know, when you...
More manly.
Yeah, when you post your pictures on social media, say, oh, I got a nice shovel nose here, you know, and that make you feel good about it. And if you got relatives come down, just call them shovel nose. They don't have to know they're bonnets.
Right.
Because it sounds like bonnet, you know, it doesn't sound like... shovel nose.
Or you just call it a hammerhead because it is in the family.
It is a hammerhead, yeah. So you can say hammerhead. Okay, Alligator Creek.
Some big jacks moving throughout there. The snook have started to move in a little bit, but very mixed reports on them. The juvenile tarpon are up there inside Burnt Store aisles. And some bigger black drum also up inside there. All the mangrove snapper I've heard about have been fairly small. Nothing really special yet. And there were some pompano at the mouth of the Alligator Creek. Been pretty decent over there. It's going to ramp up, though, quickly.
Now, all right.
Last year they were doing all that dredging crap, so it made it a fairly slow year last year for it. But I think this year we might see it perk back up to where it should be.
All right. What about Ponce de Leon?
Ponce de Leon has got black drum, a couple of small bluefish, some jacks, definitely some snook moving through there, lots of mullet trying to get into their pre-spawn pattern. And I think that's what's staging those jacks coming and going along with those snook. And then I had a guy catch a 20-inch redfish and a 24-inch black drum back-to-back. You know, he was pretty excited about both of those because he had never caught either one.
Redfish and what was that one?
24-inch black drum. He said it was all striped, but he said everyone kept telling him it was a black drum, but all the pictures he had seen didn't have stripes. So he showed me a picture. I'm like, yeah, it's just hasn't lost his stripes yet, so you're good. He didn't keep it, but he was just excited because he had never caught one.
Right. Another bucket list.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. PGI canals?
Let's see. We got snook all throughout there. They're just building in numbers. Everyone's seeing, you know, turning on their snook lights and seeing them stack up. Lots of juvenile tarpon moving around. Black drum, of course, are dominating it with the bigger fish thing that people are catching off of their dock along with some small mangrove snapper. The big jacks have been in and out of there, but they've been mostly still right there at the mouths of the canals and a few up along the rim canal.
Yeah, and the black drum are starting to drum early in the evening.
Are they?
Yeah, I'm hearing stories about them already.
Nice. That's such a tripped out sound to hear.
And you'd be sitting in your house, and all of a sudden the whole house will... I mean, it's, you literally, you get a couple hundred of them out there all making this kind of, I think they rattle the plates in their, crushing plates in their throat or something. I don't really know how they do it.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it either.
But they make this rumbling, humming, deep sound, and it freaks people out. They think their house is haunted, that the water pipes are blowing up, you know. Yeah. I mean, just about every story you can imagine, and you'll start hearing a lot of them. And the thing is, everybody really likes it for the first week, the first couple of days. Oh, is that cool? And I will tell you, have some friends over, you know, when you hear it, they'll go off about the same time every evening. Have a, you know, Black Drum haunted house party. But a month, it can last up to a month, this very noisy booming. And I've known people that went out and got hotels so they could get sleep.
Yeah.
That actually left their house, went out and got a hotel room just to get a good night's sleep. You know, so Gilcrest Pier.
Gilcrest Pier's had a couple of small snook along the seawall and a few small jacks, but other than that, it's been pretty quiet over there.
All right, Alligator Creek Reef.
Spanish mackerel have been on it. A couple of black tips, and there was some mangrove snapper, but they're still pretty small. Haven't heard of any good-sized ones at all for the bottom fishing part of it yet. But it's mostly been the Spanish. Okay. Lots and lots and lots of bait all over it.
All right, the deep holes in the harbor?
Just some scattered Spanish mackerel, a couple of bluefish, and then just tons of little bait fish everywhere. And then catfish occasionally coming up. The sail cats have been hitting some of those guys' spoons that are trolling and casting for the Spanish max.
Okay, freshwater fishing.
Bass has been really good this past week. Shiners obviously are kind of dominating it. But the plastic lizards picked back up this week. The top waters guys have been buying some frogs. They've been buying some of the chapos and the other one, and even some of the small skitter walks. And so it's been pretty good with that. One guy has been doing really good on the Strike King. It's a little crankbait. And that, I can't even remember the color that it's called, but it's the one that KVD designed that won several championships. That kind of grayish, bluish back with a real yellow line down the side. About. It's kind of their number one color pattern right now. But that one, several guys have bought that this week. And it seems like there's not one canal that's better than another. Rotunda, Northport, Port Charlotte, out at the Webb, it's starting to pick back up a little bit. You know, we've had some rains, but it's been dry pretty much all of September, part of October. So the water's receded, so some of the guys are able to get back into some of those other little lakes and ponds back there in the Webb. And then they've also been catching some tilapias, bycatch, on some of the small lures, but mostly the guys catching them on worms. I haven't heard anything about bluegill. It's been really bizarre on the bluegill scenario lately.
And we were having a really good year on bluegills.
Yeah, it seemed like it started to ramp up a little bit and then gone again.
Yeah, it's just crazy how that works. You know, you get a great bite going in and all of a sudden nothing. All right, here's your anything for the tarpon map.
Honestly, not really. Just juveniles scattered.
What about Boca?
There was a couple hooked up out there, but nobody's caught really any. They've just bycatch while they were snapper fishing.
All right. Anything else? You were saying something on one of the things they were catching tarpon at night. Eljabeen.
Yeah, most of them have been juveniles with the occasional 60 or 80 pounder.
How about out at the Tom Adams?
Little guys.
Okay.
I don't know where all the big ones. They did that disappearing act again. They were real good for about 10 days and then gone again. Poof. Yeah, I know guys have been looking for them out there in the holes, but haven't come across any. I don't understand it. Water temperature is still fine. Plenty of bait around for them to be hitting on. Just not hearing of them.
Huh. It's really weird.
It's a bizarre tarpon year this year. I don't I don't understand it at all, to be honest.
And with all the bait we've got, we should just have gazillions of tarpon right now.
You would think. I mean, you would think that the juveniles would be hanging all over on the inside of the bar on both the east side, west side. They never got hot and heavy this year. The tarpon were good to excellent for a little bit, and then they'd disappear, and then they'd come back again. I mean, it's like, where do 5,000 fish go overnight? You know, guy catching them in the afternoon at 5 o'clock in the evening, goes back out the next morning to try to do it again, and can't find a fish. You know, how does that happen?
I don't know. But I don't know hardly anything anymore. You know, every time I get up, I'm doing really well, something else comes along and just smacks me. You know?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, you keep putting one foot in front of the other and just keep plodding along. That's all we can do.
That's all you can do. But fishing's been pretty darn incredible. I'll take the warm. I'll take all the extra bait out there swimming around. I'll take the wind to deal with. I mean, the amount of life.
The weird part. We went with no bait around anywhere to just tons and tons of bait. Not really bait big enough that you can throw on a hook, right, but a lot of forage for fish.
Right.
Which is why I don't understand why the tarpon didn't stay. They should have just be here in gazillion numbers this
year. Exactly.
So, I guess we'll figure it out. We always figure it out as we go.
Yes, we do.
So, or it just remains a total mystery and we have no clue as to why anything works. And that's always possible, too.
Yes.
But anyway, Fishing Frank here and Robert in the chair across from me. And we will be back next week. Every week again. So, you know, sorry about missing a couple. I've had a rough month. So, anyway, I will... Any last word, Robert?
Nope. Just enjoy yourselves.
Sounds good to me. All right. We'll see you later, boys and girls. Thanks for clicking in. Bye.